我今日嘅选读经文系取自启示录嘅七章第九至十四节，同埋马太书嘅二十八章十八至二十节。我哋先用广东话读，由英文读出。
Today's scripture reading is taken from the book of Revelation, chapter 7, verse 9-14, and Matthew, chapter 28, verses 18-20. We are going to read first in Cantonese, and then in English.
我哋用一齐读。启示录嘅第七章九至十四，马太福音嘅廿八至十八至二十节。此后我观看，一齐读。此后我观看，见有许多的人，没有人能数过来，是从各国、各族、各民、各方来的，坐在宝座和羔羊面前，身穿白衣，手拿棕树枝，大声喊着说：愿救恩归于坐在宝座上我们的神，也归于与羔羊。众天使都站在宝座和众长老并四活物的周围，在宝座前面伏于地敬拜神，说：阿门，赞颂、荣耀、智慧、感谢、尊贵、权柄、大力都归于我们的神，直到永永远远，阿门。长老中有一位问我说：这些穿白衣的是谁？是从哪里来的？我对他说：我主，你知道。他向我说：这些人是从大患难中出来的，曾用羔羊的血把衣裳洗白净了。耶稣进前来对他们说：天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，使万民作我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们，遵守我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Revelation chapter 7, verses 9 to 14. After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen. Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, Who are these clothed in white robes, and from where have they come? I said to him, Sir, you know. And he said to me, These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation, and they have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. And Jesus came and said to them, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age.
祝福读经听话嘅人，今日我哋好高兴有我哋从泰国而嚟嘅我所支持嘅宣教士 Dr. Worry 嚟到我哋当中嚟我哋正道。佢嘅题目系宣教的目的。
Today we are happy to have Reverend Dr. Rawi Gunaparada, one of our missionaries we support in Thailand, fly in and deliver a sermon for us today. His sermon title is The Goals of Missions.
Good morning, everyone.
各位早晨。
I'm glad to finally be back with you guys.
好高兴再次翻到嚟你当中。
It's been about 4 years.
已经四年嘅时间啦。
And it feels longer to me. I don't know about you.
对我嚟讲好似好耐嘅时间，我唔知你觉得点样。
I take these church visits very sensitively.
我对呢个教会好有感觉。
The reality is sometimes at these churches, people have been lost or they're still sick.
我哋教会教会佢哋好多人都系有失丧有疾病。
And so there's a sense of lament on one side.
一方面佢哋好悲伤。
But on the other side, there's a sense of celebration.
但另一方面系庆祝。
Cherishing life.
去珍惜生命。
And thinking about what is the purpose of life after the pandemic.
咁同埋喺呢个疫情之后，佢哋去谂生命嘅目的。
And so again, I'm thankful to be here with you today.
我好感恩今日同你哋一齐。
One big thanks, especially in the overall of things, you have been with us for 10 years. You have been supporting our work in Thailand for now 10 years.
咁咧，到今日你哋差唔多已经系支持我哋喺泰国嘅宣教有十年嘅时间。
And again, it's my pleasure to be here with you to talk about missions.
咁我好感恩可以今日同你哋去讲宣教。
When I talk about missions, you know, you think about the Christian walk, and aptly, Paul talks about the life or the journey of being a Christian as a marathon.
咁讲到宣教，其实都讲到基督徒嘅生命。咁好似保罗咁样形容到基督徒嘅生命咧，就好似一跑一个马拉松一样。
Has anyone here ever run a marathon before?
有冇人跑过马拉松呢度
？Ever dreamt of running a marathon?
有冇谂过梦想会跑马拉松？
Oh, my, because of the pandemic, my dreams were dashed.
咁因为呢个疫情嘅关系咧，我呢个梦想破灭咗啦。
I was prepping to run a mini 10K run.
咁我好多年都跑过呢个一万米嘅赛跑。
And I'll tell you, I've never changed my mind about running.
咁我对于跑步呢样嘢，我唔会改变主意。
I still hate it.
我仍然好憎跑步。
Oh, but got to 10K, and then the pandemic came.
咁啊，我跑咗一萬米，咁但係呢個疫情就嚟到。
And you know, you run on a regimen. You have to run consistently, and you have to continue running. You grow your pace, and you grow your stamina, and it takes a long time.
咁你點樣練跑步咧？就係要不斷咁樣跑，而你跑嘅時候咧，係鍛鍊你嘅耐力，鍛鍊你嘅體能，咁要好長嘅時間。
To run a full marathon, you have to run at least a year or two to prepare your body for it.
咁要跑呢個馬拉松咧，你最少要需要一年嘅時間去預備你身體。
But with all the training you do，
咁無論你有幾多嘅訓練
，all that can be in vain。
咁好多嘅時間
，it's actually a regular occurrence that certain people don't finish the race。
咁但係好多時候咧，就係嗰啲人訓練咗幾耐都好，佢哋都唔能夠完成呢個賽跑。
Not because they were not physically ready.
唔係話佢哋嘅身體未準備好
，but because they did not know where the finish line was.
而係佢哋唔知道個終點喺邊一度。
As they were running the race, they made the wrong turn.
當你哋跑呢個跑步嘅時候咧，佢哋可能轉錯彎。
And they found themselves absolutely lost.
咁佢結果咧就好似蕩失路一樣。
And so when I think about the goal of mission.
你當你諗下宣教嘅目的係咩嘅時候
，I think about all the pandemic has done to our churches。
我諗到係疫情裏邊係對我教會嘅影響。
My hope is that we would see the finish line clearly。
我嘅盼望就係我能夠睇到嗰個終點喺邊度。
And there's no better book than the book of Revelation to see finish lines。
而俾我哋睇到終點喺邊度咧，最好就係睇呢個啟示錄。
I came across studying andpreparing for the sermon because during the pandemic, we ran many small groups. I think we had maybe 4 nightly small groups all week long.
咁我哋喺疫情嘅期間咧，我哋有好多嘅小組嘅聚會，咁可能有一個禮拜有4晚。
And 3 of those small groups at different times during about the year or so of the lockdown, they asked to study Revelation.
咁呢啲小組喺疫情嘅時間咧嚇，因為佢哋唔能夠聚會，咁佢哋佢要求我哋去睇啟示錄。
Think about young professionals who are working, and now they're in front of a screen, and they're asking themselves, "What is the purpose of life?"
你想象一下啲年青嘅專業人士，佢哋不斷工作，而家佢哋喺呢個熒光幕前去工作，佢哋問嘅問題就係生命嘅目的喺邊度
？I'm sure, consciously or subconsciously, we were all asking those questions.
無論係有意識或者無意識當中，我哋都問緊呢個問題。
And so studying Revelation 3 times really began to solidify some views of this book for us. Well, firstly, the overall, I think the summary of the whole book is no matter what may come, how bad life may be, whatever pain or suffering may be experienced, stay faithful to Jesus.
啟示錄的總綱就是說什麼呢? 無論什麼事情, 任何事情在生命裡面發生, 但是要對主耶穌忠心。
And we see this because it almost seems like the books are written as a picture of what is happening in the kingdom of God and a picture of what's happening on the earth.
啟示錄寫成的時候就好像去描繪一幅圖畫就是在神的國是怎樣,還有另一幅圖畫在地上是怎樣。
And a kind of how worse can it get here on the earth? And then you see a beautiful grand picture of what's happening in the kingdom.
就好像當看到地面上發生的時候之後,就再看到天上的天國發生什麼事。
And as followers of Jesus Christ, we're called, even though we live in this world, to continue to have a living hope of what will come.
我們跟隨主耶穌的人,神呼召我們無論地上是怎樣的發生,但是我們要忠心的,因為我們要看天上的。
So as I share today, I hope that it would stir in your hearts and renew vision in life, that no matter what you're doing,
就希望我跟你們講這個講章的時候,就能夠激發你們對將來的盼望,無論你做什麼。
You would not lose a picture of what the finish line looks like.
你不會失去那個終點,這個圖畫。
So our message today is titled The Goal of Mission.
今天的題目是宣教的目的,目標。
Allow me to pray for us.
讓我們一起祈禱。
Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
聖父、聖子、聖靈,
we thank you that before creation and all the way to the restoration of the kingdom, you have never changed.
我們感謝你由創世到你再來去修復這個世界的時候,你是從不改變。
You are full of love and full of power.
你滿有愛和能力。
You have always called your people to yourself.
你去呼召你的子民去你的當中。
So I pray now as we study your word and share your word that your word would draw your people to yourself.
所以我們今天去看這個話語的時候,
and that we would be filled with both joy and vision of our calling as disciples of Jesus Christ.
讓我們生命裡面去充滿喜樂,充滿有這個差傳,因為是耶穌基督去呼召我們成為門徒。
We give you thanks, O Lord.
我們感謝你。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶穌基督的名,
Amen. As we already read this passage already, I'm going to ask the person controlling the PowerPoint slides just to continue right forward to the outline, the slides of the outline.
我們再看看螢光幕。
Today, the goal, the purpose of mission, we have three topics.
我們會講到三個題目。
What's the end vision of mission? What's the finish line?
宣教的終點是什麼呢?
What's mission start? How does it begin?
宣教開始是怎樣開始呢?
And then how do we keep it moving forward?
而第三就是怎樣去繼續向前呢?
That we would actually get to the finish line.
以致我們能夠去到終點。
So our first topic is this, the vision of mission's end, or what does that finish line look like?
第一就是說宣教的終點是怎樣?
Verse 9 and 11. A great multitude that no one could count from every nation, tribe, people, and language standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands. They fell down on their faces before the throne and worshipped God.
九節十一節,他說,此外我觀看見有許多的人,沒有人能數過來,自從各國、各族、各民、各方來的,站在寶座和羔羊面前,身穿白衣,手拿棕樹枝,大聲喊著說,願救恩歸於坐在寶座和中長老,並四換物的周圍,在寶座前面伏於地敬拜神。When
we view this vision of the throne room, who is there?
當你睇到呢個異象嘅時候,喺呢個寶座裡面,邊一個喺嗰度呢?
The writer John sees a multitude, countless number of people from everywhere in the world.
約翰睇到有無數嘅人,由各族 各方各民来到。
And they're standing before the throne.
他们站在宝座的面前。
And before the Lamb.
在羔羊面前。
Who else is there?
谁坐在那里呢?
We have the elders and the creatures and the angels standing before the throne also.
有还有长老还有天使是在这个宝座的面前。
And as we look at this picture, we see that all the people who have been called by Jesus, who have obeyed his calling, put their faith in Christ, are in this room worshiping.
就是说这些人是被耶稣基督去被神去呼召来接受了耶稣基督的救恩他们用信心去接受然后来到这个宝座的面前去敬拜。
The elders, should be 24 elders if we read in other passages of Revelation, and these represent the Old Testament church and the New Testament church.
这个在启示录其他经文讲到这里有24个长老，就是代表了旧约的教会同埋新约的教会。
The four creatures represent all of God's creation from, Genesis all the way to Revelation.
而这个四幻物就代表着神所创造的由这个启示录到由创世纪到启示录神所创造的。
And the angels represent God's working and communicating and allowing the plan of redemption to occur in all of history.
而众天使就代表了神在过历史里面的工作和信息以致这个神的救恩的计划能够成就。
So all of history and God's interaction and all of creation are present in that room before the throne worshiping.
所以在这个房里面在这个宝座的面前就是说神一路以来的工作一路以来的创造和救赎都在这个宝座面前。
And they're worshiping. So as they're worshiping, what can we summarize that as looking like?
咁佢哋喺度敬拜，咁佢哋敬拜嘅时候，我哋可以去总结啲乜嘢咧
？This is a party like no other。
呢个就好似啊一个仲未见过嘅一个大嘅派对。
There is celebration and praise like no other。
系庆祝，系赞美，系从未见过嘅。
There is joy in every person there, overflowing in words of praise and singing and thanksgiving。
在那里每一个人都发出他们的赞美他们的喜乐他们一起跳舞。
Why?
为什么呢?
Why are they worshiping?
为什么他们在那里敬拜呢?
And we hear the multitude saying together, salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb.
他们一起说颂赞荣耀智慧感谢尊贵权柄大力都归于我们的神。
And the elders,And the creatures and the angels bow their heads down and respond with Amen. Praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power be to our God. Amen.
他说这个众天使四幻物都伏在神的面前。他一定去讲阿门去颂赞荣耀智慧感谢尊贵权柄大力都归于我们的神。
I wonder...In your heart, as you imagine and you experience these words, are your hearts stirred up?
我谂紧你，当你睇呢啲话语嘅时候，你嘅心系咪好似被搅动一样咧
？Do you realize that the prophecy, the vision of Revelation chapter 7 is talking about everyone in this room who is faithful to Jesus Christ?
你有冇谂到呢度所形容嘅人就系话喺呢个房喺而家在座当中，你将你嘅信心摆喺耶稣基督嘅时候，你系其中一位。
You will be saying these very words in that room in great partying and celebration and revelry before the throne of the Lamb.
你就会在那日在这个神的羔羊的宝座面前就会讲这些说话去赞美去称赞一起去喜乐。
This passage is talking about you.
这个经文是讲的你。
All of us.
是我们每一个。
Who following Jesus Christ.
是跟随耶稣基督的人。
I pray that this would make your heart wake up to the reality that though we may be suffering right now, though we may be having challenges right now, this picture is the truest picture of trueness for us.
但我哋希望就系话，无论你面对紧乜嘢，又受紧咩嘅苦，但系呢个头先所睇嘅图画就系你将来会经历嘅嘢。
I wonder if you believe that.
我谂紧你会唔会相信咧？
So I'm going to persuade you now for our second topic. I know there may be some here going, Pastor Rowley, I'm not quite sure if I see myself there.
可能你會問啊，我唔係好肯定我會喺嗰度好似佢哋咁樣。
And so let's go to the second topic.
咁我哋講到第二個題目。
Mission start.
呢個宣教點樣開始
？Where would this picture begin to become true for you? When?
頭先所睇嘅圖畫就係幾時會開始喺你生命裏邊去實現呢？
And so we have an aside. We see this great celebration. You know, I imagine like when I imagine, sometimes I imagine that this is a great banquet hall. Everyone yum cha you, like everyone's doing yum cha right now, right? Celebrating.
冇冇諗緊就好似可能係啊一齊大家喺個大嘅酒樓裏邊一齊去慶祝，可能係擺酒或者係飲茶。
And sometimes you have that peculiar uncle.
咁可能你見到你嘅叔叔。
Who loves asking the hard questions?
好中意問一個好難嘅問題。
And we have this elder who approaches the writer John, who sees this vision. He asks the question.
有一個長老咧，佢就問呢個問題。
These in white robes, who are they, and where did they come from?
佢話：佢哋我未見過佢哋嘅喎，佢哋邊度嚟㗎？
And as we all know, when we are in these times of celebration, and that uncle or that uncle comes up to us and asks us the peculiar question, we go, I don't know.
可能都經歷過啊！呢啲嘅親戚啊，走嚟呢度問咧，你講咩問題？跟住你只可以答啊，我唔知喎。
Because we know they already have an answer.
但係因為佢哋知道已經有嘅答案。
And here John says, "Sir, you know." And this elder gives an answer.
而呢度咧，呢個長老咧去答呢個問題。
And what does this answer?
問呢個問題。
These people in white robes, who are they? The answer is, these are they who have come out of the great tribulation.They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
呢個長老去問話：呢啲穿白衣嘅係邊一個咧？邊度嚟咧？咁而約翰咧就係話：你知道嘅嚇，呢啲人咧從大患難中出嚟，曾用羔羊嘅血咧將佢哋衣裳洗白淨。
It's an interesting idea as we look at this room with multitude of people, knowing that they're from every part of the world, every culture, every language, every tribe. There's something that unifies them all.
就我哋睇呢個地方當中，呢啲唔同嘅人，從各族、各方嘅語言，佢哋嚟到嘅時候，佢哋都有一個共通點。
They're wearing white robes.
佢哋穿緊呢個白袍、白衣。
And the wearing of white robes in the scripture means righteousness and holiness being set apart.
呢個穿白衣嘅意思喺當中就係話佢哋係公義嘅，佢哋係無罪嘅，佢哋被分別出嚟為聖嘅。
And we see in the scripture the answer of how is it that they are all wearing these white robes.
經文裏邊俾個答案就話佢哋點解每一個都穿住呢個白衣
？How
點樣可以穿到咧
？They have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes white with the blood of the Lamb.
佢哋從大患難中出嚟，係從用羔羊嘅血咧，將佢哋衣裳洗白。
What does it mean for us today?
對我哋嚟講，呢個係咩意思咧
？Like I said, the book of Revelation is talking to the churches.
我哋知道啟示錄係對教會説話。
Giving heed to the reality that we are called to stay faithful even through great trouble and challenges and suffering.
神呼召我哋，纵使我哋面对患难试炼，但系我哋要忠心。
And the only way that we can persevere and reach the finish line,
我哋能够去恒久去忍耐去到跑到去终点系啲乜嘢咧？
Is that we realize who we are celebrating, who we have put our faith in.
就係話我哋要知道我哋嘅信心係擺喺邊一個嗰度，我哋慶祝緊係邊位。
It is the Lamb. It is Jesus Christ.
係神嘅羔羊，係耶穌基督。
As you put your faith in Jesus Christ, you are putting on this white robe.
当你的信心摆在耶稣基督的时候你就是有这个白衣在你的身上。
And I imagine that as you experience suffering and challenges now,
我想象到当你现在去面对挑战和苦难的时候
，and you find yourself
loving Christ more, putting your faith in Christ more, that white robe gets whiter and whiter and whiter.
而当你去更加去信靠耶稣基督嘅时候，你嗰个白衣就会变得更加更加白。
Do you think your robe is white right now? If you imagined if you were wearing a robe bestowed to you by Jesus because you have put your faith in Him, is it white?
你想象一下，如果你将你嘅信心摆喺耶稣基督嘅时候，耶稣俾呢个袍俾你，呢个袍系咪白色嘅咧
？I know.You will probably say no.
你可能会想啊，可能唔系喎。
We have failed so many ways.
因为你失败咗好多次。
We've turned our backs away from Christ so many times.
你咧系转向啊，转离耶稣基督，唔去再去跟随佢。
We feel as if we live life disappointing God over and over and over again.
我哋好似活住一个生命咧，就系不断不断嘅使到神系失望。
But remember.
但记得
The Christian walk is by faith alone.
基督徒的生命是藉着信心的。
And what does faith alone mean here?
单单藉着信心的意思是什么呢?
When we look at this passage, it says, they have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
经文说用羔羊的血将这个衣裳洗白净。
Can I expand on that small phrase?
去睇下呢段短短嘅说话。
When you say you have put your faith in Jesus Christ, you know what that means?
当你话你将你嘅信心摆喺耶稣基督嘅里边嘅时候，呢个说话系咩意思咧
？It means you are accepting the reality that Christ, who is glorious and holy and righteous, dressed in the whitest of whitest robes.
就话接受呢个现实，就系耶稣基督系圣洁、系公义嘅，去穿上呢个最白嘅袍。
Had taken the robes off to come into the earth and to become one of us.
而将呢个袍去攞开，然后嚟到呢个地上边，成为我哋当中嘅一位。
And though in his Father's eyes from heaven he was sparkling white,
喺神嘅眼中佢系洁白。
The earth did not see him that way.
但系呢个地上边嘅人唔系咁样睇。
Though he was righteous and holy,
佢系公义圣洁。
Society did not see him that way.
但系呢个世界唔系咁样睇佢。
Yet he died on the cross.
但系佢死喺呢个十架上边。
Yet he shed his blood on that cross.
佢喺十架上边去流出佢嘅血。
So he would gather us all together.
以致佢能够招聚我哋一齐。
And clothe us in white robes.
然后将呢个白袍加喺我哋嘅身上。
That is the gospel.
呢个就系福音。
The invitation is always there for us.
呢个邀请系永远都喺嗰度。
Jesus is always saying, I know, but come away with me.
耶稣话我知道，但系你要嚟跟随我。
And that invitation is filled with great love, great compassion, great understanding of our sinful nature, which Christ wants to transform.
神呢个邀请系包含咗神对我哋嘅怜悯同情心，佢知道我哋最大我哋嘅罪性，但系神邀请我哋。
So Christ took his glorious robes off to come down to us to clothe us in righteousness.
所以耶稣基督将佢喺天上边呢个荣耀嘅袍攞走，然后嚟到呢个地上，将呢个白衣加喺我哋嘅身上边。
I can only be true for us when we put our faith.And trust and love in Christ.
但系只系单单我哋藉住我哋嘅信心，将我哋嘅信心摆喺神嗰度，呢件事先系真实。
So how do we understand this passage for us now? This is a picture of the throne room and those who have stayed faithful and persevered. They put their faith in Christ, and now they stand and worship Him. What does that have to do with us today?
喺嗰个房里边，呢啲人系。相信耶稣基督人来到神的面前去敬拜他，对于我们今天来讲，我们有什么意思呢？
If you could please turn to this last slide, the next slide, the third point, moving missions forward.
我们看看这个宣教怎样继续向前。
This is the reality.
这个是那个现实。
If you have just said, hey, I think I'm in that room,
如果你刚刚系回答咗啊，我谂我会喺嗰个地方。
I think I have white robes on。
我谂我有嗰个白衣。
then knowingly or unknowingly, you have been recruited on mission.
如果你係咁樣答嘅時候咧，你就已經係被去去邀請去一齊去差傳。
And I hope that this gets clear to you as we read Christ's final words to his apostles before he ascends to be with the Father.
當我哋睇耶穌基督喺升天去同父神一齊之前嘅一段説話嘅時候。
Christ has lived a perfect life, died and shed his blood for sinners. He rises from the dead, and now he's preparing to return to the Father. And before he does that, he speaks these words to the church.
耶稣过一个公义的生活，他死在十字架上边，并且三日之后从死里复活。在当他回到天家之前，他同他的门徒去讲这段说话。
Matthew 28:18-20。Then Jesus came to them and said, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the end of the age.
在马太福音28章，耶稣进前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
As a missionary serving for 10 years now, this is the passage I always return to evaluate what am I doing right now.
作为一个已经侍奉了10年的宣教士，这段的经文是我经常要回去再看再想我现在做的是什么。
And these past several years, though this is such a familiar passage to me, it has awoken in a different way.
尤其是过去几年，这段的经文不断地使我更加清醒过来。
You know what's something I've missed missed in America outside of my friends, my family, and the churches we visit?
除了我离开美国，我没见到我的朋友、教会其他人之外，我还挂住美国什么呢？
The thing I miss outside of all those things,is a good sandwich.
除了这些之外，我最挂着就是一个很好的三文治。
It's very hard to find a good sandwich in Bangkok.
在曼谷要很难才能找到一份好的三文治。
It's being spoiled in New York City.
但在纽约很容易。
And when I look at this passage, I see a sandwich.
当我看这段经文的时候，我看到三文治。
Well, let me explain.
让我解释一下。
You know, when you have a sandwich, you need two pieces of bread, right?
咁你三文治咧，你要两块面包。
And in the middle, you have the meat and all the good stuff.
咁中间咧就夹住好多嘅肉啊，其他嘅嘢。
As I've grown in my work as a missionary, I've realized that for many, many years, I just focused on the good stuff.
咁我过咁多年喺宣教士嘅时候，我一路讲紧嘅，可能都系讲紧中间好食嗰啲嘢。
I focused on the go and make disciples.
我专注喺话叫佢哋要去做门徒，使人做门徒。
But that's not a sandwich, as if it's just the middle.
咁如果你净系食中间嗰部分嘅时候咧，呢个唔系一个三文治。
Lately, I've been really focusing on the pieces of bread that hold the sandwich together.
而最近咧，我就去专注于就系话讲嗰两块夹住呢个三文治嗰个面包。
One slice of bread is called power.
其中一块面包叫做能力。
And the other slice of bread is called presence.
另一塊麵包就是同在。
Let me read. In verse 18, Jesus says, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
又說耶穌進前來對他們說，天上地下所有的權柄都賜給我了。
That top slice of bread is proclaiming Christ's power over all the universe.
這個上面那塊麵包就是宣講緊耶穌基督在这个世界上面所有知识的上面所拥有的权柄。
Jesus, who calls us into faith with him, is the person who has absolute control and authority and power over all the universe.
这位耶稣基督他呼召我们去成为他的门徒，对他有信心，他是拥有所有万事之上的权柄。
A Reformed theologian named Abraham Kuyper said this, when Christ went up and seated himself on the throne, what he was declaring to all the universe was that every square inch of this universe is now mine.
这个神学家他形容都说耶稣基督当他回去天上面坐在这个宝座上面的时候，他去世界上每一个全宇宙每一寸的地方都宣讲说这些都是我的。
We put our faith in a very, very most powerful God.
我们将我们的信心放在这位最有能力的最大的神当中。
The other slice of bread is presence.
而另一片的面包就是同在。
This most powerful God promises us His presence.
这位最有能力的神，祂应许我们，祂会同我们同在。
And He says here, surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.
祂说我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Do you believe that?
你是不是这样信呢？
Do you believe that Christ's promise is true in your own life?
你是不是相信耶稣基督对你的生命是作出这个应许呢？
Do you believe that Christ is most powerful?
你是不是相信耶稣基督是最有能力的呢？
I've realized that if we're called to make disciples, if we're called to go and proclaim the gospel and see people come and put their faith in Jesus Christ and experience transformed lives,
我相信当我们去跟随耶稣基督呼召我们所做的，使万民做他们的门徒，使他们的生命得到改变的时候，
We cannot succeed unless we understand that we have a Christ who is most powerful and who is ever present with us.
如果我们不相信耶稣基督是最有权柄和常与我们同在的时候，我们不能够做到刚才所说的。
We can't have that good sandwich.
我们不能够有这个这么好的三文治。
If those two pieces of bread aren't perfectly in place,
如果那两块面包不是好好的放在上面。
We have no discipleship and no proclamation to provide to people if we have not ourselves experienced and received that.
如果我们自己不能够去这样经历和接受这个真理的时候，我们不能够使到人去做门徒。
So I've understand more and more that missions is fueled and driven by people who are experiencing and knowing and relying more and more on Christ's power and presence in their own lives and in their church.
我不断地经历到就是说这个宣教就是被这些人去被神的生命被神去改变他们的生命是彰显了能力他们相信耶稣基督是同他们一起是最有能力的。
Again, we cannot give that which we do not have.
如果我们自己没有的时候，我们不能够将这些东西去给人。
And our most generous Jesus Christ, all-powerful, ever-present, desires us to go out and walk with others so that they would experience His power and His presence also.
这位这么慷慨、最爱我们、最有能力的耶稣基督，祂要我们去出去使人做门徒。去同其他人一起行，去使到人去认识耶稣基督。
You don't need to move to Thailand to do that.
你唔需要去泰国先至可以做到。
You just need to cross the street and go to your neighbor.
你只要去到你嘅邻舍当中。
Another two points from this passage I want to share.
有另外两点我同大家分享。
We tend to read this passage and think there are several different commands, right? Go, make, baptize, teach.
咁我哋睇呢段经文嘅时候，睇到好似好唔同嘅命令，叫我哋譬如去要使人做门徒，要去教导。
Actually, in the original language, is only one verb, and everything else is sort of chained to that one verb.
但其实原文当中其实只有得一个动词，其他嘢咧都系联系住呢个动词。
And that verb or that command is make disciples.
嗰个动词就系乜嘢咧？就系、是使人做他的门徒。
The word go means something a little different.
去这个字在当中有不同的意思。
In my immaturity in the scripture, I said go meant I need to go to Thailand.
当我以前去看这个字的时候，他说去的时候，我要去泰国。
And that can be true if that is the Lord's will for you.
如果那个是神对你的旨意的时候，这个可能是真的。
But the nature of the word go here is more like as you go.
但在这个经文里面，去这个字的本质就是说当你去的时候。
Which means you need to go make disciples. If you're following Jesus, you need to go make disciples wherever you might go.
就是说如果你相信耶稣基督的时候，你无论你去任何的地方，你都要使人做耶稣基督的门徒。
As you come to church.
当你来教会的时候，
as you go to your family and your homes，
当你去你的家的时候，
as you go to the supermarket，
当你去超级市场的时候，
the fitness club， the work office，
无论是可能去去 gym， 去啊去办公室，
your schools， your campuses，
你的学校，
you're called to make disciples，
神呼召你去使人做门徒。
you do not need to come to Thailand to make disciples，
你不需要去到泰国使人做门徒。
I wonder if it's just maybe actually knocking on the bedroom door next to your bedroom in the house，
可能就是在你的房里面去敲下人的门，
and having a conversation with your child，
或者是跟一个小朋友去讲话，
about what it means to have a relationship with Jesus，
讲关于跟耶稣基督有一个关系的时候是什么。
But again, we cannot do this unless we know clearly His power and His presence in our lives.
但如果我们不认识到神在我们生命里面的权柄和同在的时候，我们做不到。
About baptizing.
关于施洗，
that is the fruit of proclaiming the gospel.
这个就是宣讲福音的果子。
As you share the gospel, you share the good news, the hope, the next natural step that the Lord leads is for someone to be baptized.
就是当你去宣讲这个福音，同人分享这个好消息的时候，下一步很自然的就是去施洗。
And we see in that baptism salvation in terms of justification.
而在看这个洗礼的时候，这个救恩就成为这个称义。
Again, when you get baptized, you're being washed of all your sins.
当你是受洗的时候呢，是洗净了你一切的罪。
It's a symbol of God's grace towards you by the shed blood of Jesus Christ that you would be washed past, present, future, justified by the blood of the Lamb.
这个就是表征了神藉着耶稣的宝血去洗净了你的罪。
But we also continue on, and Jesus commands his disciples to teach them to obey everything I have commanded you.
然后他继续讲话，凡我吩咐你的呢，都要教训他们遵守。
And this is salvation in terms of sanctification, or what I would like to, what I share with Thais is your transformation.
就好似就是讲到话，由这个救恩到这个成圣的过程，好像在我泰国同人讲这件事就是一个转变。转化。
What are you transforming into?
你转化成什么呢？
What are you being sanctified for?
你为什么要成圣呢？
And just recently, actually, I found it astounding at a Bible study beginning of my trip with some men at my old church. They were studying from John.
最近我看回以前我教会，他们去读约翰福音。
And it said, I think, believe in John 17, if you love me, you will keep my commandments.
约翰福音十七章，佢哋嗰度话：如果你耶稣基督话，如果你爱我嘅时候，你就会遵守我嘅诫命。
And here, what I think, if we take the scripture from John 17 and look at this part of scripture, it says, "Teach them to obey everything I've commanded you."
咁当我哋喺睇约翰福音十七章头先所讲嘅，又睇翻头先嘅经文，佢话教训佢哋，凡耶稣吩咐嘅，教训佢哋遵守。
What Jesus is saying is teach them to love me and to love one another.
耶稣所讲的就是教导他们去爱耶稣和彼此相爱。
So that transformation is one of you growing in your love for Christ and your love of your neighbors.
这个转化就是说当你成长的时候你更加爱耶稣基督更加爱你的邻舍。
That should not sound unique.
这个不应该觉得陌生。
That is the great commandment, is it not?
这个是一个最大的诫命。
To love your God with all your mind, heart, and strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself.
你要爱主，尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神，同埋爱人如己。
And again, you cannot grow in your love for Christ unless you grow in knowing how powerful He is and how present He is in your life.
如果你睇唔到耶稣基督系有几咁有权柄喺你生命上边，同埋系同你同在嘅时候咧，你唔能够。是对耶稣基督生出你的爱。
So, if you go to the next slide, please. In commemoration and in helping us to experience how deep God's love is for us and then our response to Him, I'm sure many of you may know this person, Reverend Dr. Timothy Keller.
我们有记得这个是 Tim Keller 牧师。
He passed away just recently.
最近他过身。
And I have to share that. In my work of ministry, I've met him personally. I've actually, side story, I've made him roll his eyes at me. It's great.
在我的宣教生活裡面,我都是跟他認識。
But as I've experienced him from afar, and then in his writings, these are three quotes that I have clung on to when I feel dry, when I feel a lack of love in my heart, a lack of zealousness in my heart for God.
當我覺得我對神沒有愛、沒有熱心的時候，我經常會回到這三段他所說的話裡面。
These quotes are, in a way, a recalibration of my heart every time I feel that I'm far from God.
這三句話都好像幫助我再次去糾正我對神的愛，當我覺得我自己已經是不愛神的時候。
First quote is this, to be loved but not known is superficial. To be known but not loved is our nightmare. Only Jesus knows us to the bottom, and loves us to the sky.
第一句說話,他說被愛但不是被認識,這是很表面的。但如果被認識不被愛的時候,這就像噩夢一樣。只有耶穌基督才是從我們的最底愛我們去到天上邊。
Only Jesus knows us to the bottom and loves us to the sky.
只有耶穌基督是徹底的去認識知道我們,並且是愛我們。
Have you received that love?
你有沒有接受到這個愛呢?
A love that overwhelms all your brokenness and sin.
這個愛是充滿了我們。Who
calls you to Him always and ever.
無論是怎樣,祂都呼召我們去到祂那裡。Next
quote.
第二句說話。
The gospel says, you are simultaneously more sinful and flawed than you would ever dared believe, yet more loved and accepted than you ever dared hope.
他說一方面你是比你所能夠想像到的是更加罪惡、更加多瑕疵，但同一時間你是比你能夠所渴望到的是更加被接受、被愛。
For some reason, as Christians, we have a problem with believing that.
我們作為基督徒,我們好像很難去相信這句話。
For many years, I've struggled believing that God really loved me.
作為基督徒,我過去很多時間,我自己很難去相信神真的愛我。
But the proclamation of the gospel speaks loud and clear that this is the type of love that God has towards us.
但這個福音很大聲、很清楚地告訴我們,這種愛就是神給我們的愛。
That He loved the world, that He would not even spare His Son for us.
祂愛這個世界到一個地步,祂將祂的兒子為我們捨棄。
Last quote.
最後一句說話。
If you were 100 times worse than you are, your sins would be no match for His mercy.
祂說,就算是你比你 現在是壞100倍,但是你的罪不能夠跟神的憐憫可以相比。
Only a powerful and almighty Savior, and an ever-present Savior who knows every cell in our body, who's present with us, can offer this type of salvation and love.
只有一位滿有權能,能夠跟我們同在的這位神, 祂認識我們每一個細胞,祂才可以給一個這樣的救恩我們。
My hope is that you would experience Christ again more and more now and as you walk your Christian journey.
我的盼望就是說,你去繼續行你的基督徒的生命的時候, 你能夠更加多的去經歷神的愛,更加多的愛耶穌基督。
And so may I please invite us to a time of prayer. If you go to the last slide, please.
我們最後一起做個祈禱。
What is the purpose and the goal of missions?
這個宣教的目的是什麼呢?
We're called to be in that room.
我們被召去到那個敬拜那個房的裡面。
We're called to be a part of the celebration and the worship of Jesus Christ.
我們被召在當中一起去慶祝耶穌基督。
We're called to cross the finish line
我哋被召去走过呢个终点线
，and celebrate the victory that Jesus has given us，
去庆祝耶稣基督俾我哋所有嘅得胜。
Yet it is also for us to invite as many people to this celebration as we can。
但系同时间，我哋都要去邀请最多嘅人能够参与喺呢个庆祝嘅里边。
So missions is seeing the finish line and getting as many people as possible across that line。
所以宣教就系话去睇到嗰个终点线，然后咧去招聚最多嘅人去一齐去冲过呢个终点线。
We are all a part of missions。
我哋每一个人都系呢个差传嘅一份子。
So allow me to lead us in a time of reflection and prayer。
让我去带领大家一齐去思想，一齐去祈祷。
If you could please close your eyes。
我哋一齐。
Father, we thank you for your word.
天父，我哋感谢你嘅话语。
We thank you for this vision that you have given John that has come through the scriptures to us today.
我哋感谢你俾约翰有呢个异象，并且系俾我哋今日能够去睇到。
Help us now to imagine that room.
帮助我哋一齐去想象嗰个地方。
To imagine the multitudes in that room.
去想象当中无数嘅人。
And as we stand in that room and we hear the people scream out, salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb.
当我们在一个房同这些不同的人一起的时候，他们一起去呼叫，救恩是归于坐在宝座上的羔羊。
Are we standing there right now?
我们现在是否站在当中呢？
Jesus, have mercy and call us to be standing there, to be sure that we're standing there.
耶稣基督呼召我们，有怜悯的呼召我们，我们能够站在那里的当中。
Lord, help us as we look in that room, who is standing by our side?
主要帮我们去看到，当我们站在当中的时候，谁站在我们的旁边呢？
Who do we desire to see standing before the throne worshiping God?
我们希望哪一个是站在我们的旁边一起去敬拜神呢？
Lord, now help. Pour your love into our hearts.
主要将你的爱倾倒在我们的心里面。
That love we have for those around us,would begin to flourish in our lives today.
以致这个爱呢能够是去到我们旁边周围的人。
That you would give a burden for us to share the gospel, to make disciples, to bring people across this finish line and into that room to worship and celebrate you, Jesus.
你去呼召我们，给我们这个负担，去将这个福音去带给其他人，以致他们能够跟我们在那天去一起在这个地方去敬拜神。
Oh Lord, thank you.
主，我们感谢你。
Amen.